Arigato, everyone. My name is Jennifer Propaipon Thonrathy. I am in place of Anna Hila, who is the MP based in Papakura and Tamaki. So if you do not know me, my name is Jennifer, and I am the youth MP representing Anna Hila. So, for this week, I will be taking her place, and I have with me Dejanova. Hopefully I said that correctly.
Yeah.
And so if you don't know about this radio show is called Well with Anna Hila. And the purpose is to intended to give women from different ethnic backgrounds an opportunity to just speak about what they're passionate about and how they keep well, and, you know, what they're doing in their communities, etc. So the person I have with me today is Dejanova. He is a male. And he is a fellow youth MP who I met during our youth parliament 2019 in Wellington. So, Dejanova, would you like to introduce yourself?
Thank you for that, Jennifer. Just like a real butty in a ball for her. You know, this is an amazing opportunity for me to be here, especially in place of females in this role. So, my name is Dejanova Seifoi Faamu. I am a 17-year-old male that attends Avondale College and is fortunate enough to be youth MP under Ka Mau Sepuloni.
So, could you explain basically what Ka Mau does in terms of what she's passionate about and what she stands for in her community? And what community does she come from?
Okay, so Ka Mau originally grew up in Taranaki, but she represents the amazing electorate of Kelston in amazing West Auckland. I'm fortunate enough to be youth MP underneath her because she holds such amazing portfolios, Minister for Social Development and Disability Affairs, Associate for Culture and Heritage, as well as Pacific Peoples. From time and time again that I've been with her, I've noticed that she has such a deep love for people of all ethnicities. She's been a teacher overseas in Samoa and Tonga. She's been a health provider for Whakatautua in her brief time away from Parliament. Just the time I've been with her, it's been quite inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
Acknowledging the fact that she does stand for a lot of values that Pacific people do stand for. It doesn't matter whether you're female or male. It's quite good to have a person like her actually in Parliament as well.
Yeah.
Because she represents a lot of diverse peoples.
I can relate to that a lot because being Anna Hila being my MP, it's been amazing to kind of just follow her around and see the way she interacts with her community. Mm. I'm pretty sure it is very well known that Anna Hila is very, very, very passionate about her Tongan heritage and her community. And it is amazing to see. And it's amazing that we were kind of bonded together at Parliament. And we were one of the few who had such a strong desire and passion within our communities in, you know, the Pacific Islander realm. And it's amazing to see so many people who are just passionate about the same things that we're passionate about. And so it's amazing that your MP, Ka Mau, has so many similar passions and kind of aspirations as Anna Hila. So, why did you want to become a youth MP?
Well, thank you for that question. Let me just take my mind back to last year, 2018. youth MP, well, that was a role I had actually on my sights for a year prior. I found out in 2017 through social media, which is a really big tool us youth have nowadays, that it was an introduction for me to politics.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't really quite sure what it offered me. I just saw politics, Beehive, Parliament, I'll jump straight to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I've waited for a year for the opportunity to come around, and yet I still didn't have any idea what Youth Parliament was. And it was quite a stab in the dark for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought, hey, this could be a really good learning opportunity for me. I'll go for it. And so how selection goes is that each MP in Parliament gets to select a youth from their electorate to represent them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fortunate enough, like I said, to be under Ka Mau Sepuloni. And in hindsight, it's been a really good opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it's really changed my life in so many ways.
I can also relate to that.
Yeah.
So I didn't know what youth MP meant. I didn't even know what MP was. I come from South Auckland, and there is a huge stigma around politicians, politics, all of that. So when I thought about politicians, Parliament, I had a very skewed outlook. And this isn't because of anything in terms of what we think, blah, blah, blah. It's social media. Social media, media has a big influence on our perceptions about certain things. So when we think about politics and parliamentarians, they are the ones who are able to make that change. And when you're sitting at a spot where you want change to happen and you don't see the change happening, you start to ask questions such as why? Why, why? So I was in that position and I was in that community where we want a change to happen, but we did not see change happening. And if we did, it wasn't for us. So when I thought about Youth MP, I thought, I don't know, because I did not know what a Youth MP was. But I did know that Anahila was looking for a Youth MP. So I knew Anahila because she was the manager of the Uruhu site, Uruhu office of Oranga Tamariki, which was once known as Child, Youth and Family. I am a foster child and I have been for several years now and I have been in the Uruhu office, so I knew of Anahila. So when I knew that she was looking for someone, because I saw a Pacific Islander strong female that I knew of who was passionate about the same things that I was, I put my hand up. And I was so grateful to have such an amazing community behind me, especially Voice Whakarongo Mai. So they really, really helped me. And through that, I was successful. I don't know anything about politics.
Same page.
I really don't. When you say MP, I don't know what that meant. I just thought, I don't know what that meant. I honestly didn't know what that meant at all until recently. And so being a youth MP, it has been a really eye-opener. I know so much about politics now that it really has opened my eyes. And I only hope for better education and better kind of teaching of it to South Auckland schools. So I know that you come from West Auckland.
West.
And I'm a proud member of the South Auckland community. And I can say for sure that better education needs to be available. Could you please tell me about kind of the education system in West Auckland and how they cater to Pacifica students? And more importantly, about politics and parliament.
Okay, thanks for that question. Fortunately enough, I was part of the Education Workforce Select Committee down in Wellington during our Youth Parliament event in July.
Mm-hmm.
We had three submissions from three different peoples. So we had a principal of a Queen Margaret State School in Wellington. We had Ricky from Pilot in Christchurch. And we had one student from Lower Hutt High School. All three touched on the topic of belonging in our education system. And what they noticed was that at certain points, students of different ethnicities, such as Pacifica and Asian minorities, weren't really being catered to
mm-hmm.
because of the content that was kind of taught in the schools.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, I take Level 2 history, and so we've learned Russian Revolution, Vietnam War, Cold War, and now 1700 Georgian
mm-hmm.
England.
Mm-hmm.
As a Pacific Island person, that's not really appealing to us. So what we did discuss was trying to make content in the education system quite appealing for the rest of us. So that's introducing Maori and New Zealand culture,
mm-hmm.
Bringing in more languages, even the use of languages and signage and distribution of newsletters in the school would help a lot of students.
Yeah.
Tying that back to Parliament, did you say?
Yeah.
We were given advisors and clerks, and what they told us was that a lot of these changes weren't really appealing to us or appealing to them
uh-huh.
Because throughout the past, let's say, 30 years, the education system that we've been taught hasn't really been catered to different peoples. It's always skewed
definitely
to one type of, you know, mm-hmm. perspective. And so bringing that up into West Auckland, I can't speak for most schools, but in the school I am at now, Avondale College, we do have Pacifica and Maori leaders group. And so we look over anything that concerns us, Pacifica or Maori, whether that's education, culture, anything to sustain the good culture in the school.
Mm-hmm.
And ways we deal with that, is with constant talanoa and talks with our deputy principals,
mm-hmm.
Teachers in charge, head of faculty. And so we try to give them our thoughts, along with many other ethnic groups of students, into how they could better change that for us. Back to my intermediate, the best intermediate, Calson Intermediate. We had the system called the Taumata system, and that basically assesses students not on their academic levels or how we feel they might use the word success. We based it on other stuff, simple stuff like maybe attendance or good behaviour, from a different perspective that could be seen as, you know, quite soft on students. But this school is majority ethnic groups. I would say 65% Pacifica from what I last saw. And after introducing this Taumata system, there was a significant increase in Pacifica students with their academic work. We had better attendance, which is a really big one for our Pacifica people. So I guess if we were to include a bit of teaching or and concept about who we are as New Zealanders, because we are quite a diverse nation, that would, in a way, propel our students or learners into higher places.
I don't actually understand why we aren't taught about politics and the parliament, etc., because it is such a vital part. I am 18 years old, so elections are going to be coming up. I need a vote. I don't know who I'm voting for. I don't know why I'm voting. I don't know what the history of voting is. I know that voting is important, but I don't know why. And through education, it would hopefully increase the amount of young people who are voting, because right now there are hardly any. And I come from, my school, high school, was Southern Cross Campus, and I love that school immensely. I went back just a few days ago for the 21st birthday and the opening of the PO, and it was an amazing, amazing experience, and everyone coming up to me, congratulating me. And it's good to see how such a strong but small community such as South Auckland, which is predominantly Pacific Islander and Māori, they are willing to learn, but they aren't given the means to learn. So you can't expect anyone to know something or do something if they aren't provided the resource to do so. So, because this radio show is called Well with Anahila, but let's scratch off Anahila and say well, Jennifer. How do you keep well? And this doesn't have to be just physically, because I can't even speak about that. This can be about emotionally, mentally, anything. Just how do you keep well? And how do you think your community should keep well?
Well, thank you. That is such a tricky question myself, because I'm not sure how I keep well. But what I do to keep well unconsciously is I, let's say, watch what I eat sometimes. I know that might not be I know that might not be true, considering that I'm a heavy fast food intaker.
Didn't you want to have KFC today?
Sorry.
So we'll get sushi here.
That is actually a tricky question for myself. Let me just be honest, I'm actually not sure what I do to keep well. I'm not active. Emotionally, I can handle a laugh or two there.
But I think that's what's important, especially about the show, which is what I love about it, is that this opens the conversation. Because I don't actually think about how do I keep well. But when I think about the importance of keeping well, I have so many ideas on how to keep well, but I don't actually incorporate them into my own life. Which is something that we all need to really do.
Of course.
So from physically, from the small little steps of just eating well, to mentally ensuring that you are having breaks and you are aware of yourself and what you are capable of doing, and not kind of reaching above and beyond until you fall down and crash.
Just making sure you can handle all on your plate.
Yeah,
without taking a bit too much.
Yeah, that's hard. I just love food. So, in terms of your community, what do you think would be a good way for your community to keep well, and what do you think they should be doing?
Well, thank you for that question. A big part of community well-being is actually for the community to be united. Unfortunately, that's not the case of some communities. You have some people in the area that say, oh, we're doing so well in this, and other people saying, oh, well, I'm not really aware of this. So it's kind of finding, okay, where do we get community engagement in with this? I know, because I'm a proud Avondalian and a Calstonian, We offer.
Well, Evandale. What was that?
Evandalian.
And Calst.
And Calstonian.
Did you make this up?
No, this. These are proper terms used by our community peoples. But back to my point. In both areas, we do have a lot of community developers.
Mm-hmm.
Only takes a second for you to look down the road, and we have all these art installments based around community developers. There's even Zumba that's offered. I know that as funny as it seems, Zumba is a way mm-hmm. I used to keep my well-being on top. Whether that would have been at the Calst Intermediate School Hall or the Avondale Primary School Hall, even St. Mary's in Henderson.
Mm-hmm.
It's just about, personally, I think it's about finding ways to unite our community for causes that they all believe in, instead of, 25, 25, 25, 25, and having them all, having and wanting different things from each other. Yeah.
But that's what I've seen in South Auckland, is that because it's predominantly Pacific Islanders, they're always playing sports.
Yeah.
My school, Southern Cross Campus, I mean, champions in, come on, rugby league. But anyway, you walk into those gates and you just see so many different groups.
Yeah.
There's the group playing volleyball over there, people playing basketball over there and netball over there, and you're just really trying to, me being a nerd, just duck all the balls so that I don't get hit. But it's amazing to see, and it's amazing how not only does it help in terms of keeping well, but it unites people together. Yeah. I remember the very few times that I joined in on a volleyball game, I felt so happy. I felt like I'm fit. I have a group of friends and I'm fit. That's not the case, but that's how I felt.
Yeah.
And little things like that just really, really help. And you can't really plan on doing something and expect yourself as an individual to ensure that you're at this tip-top shape without including your community. Because that's just not how it works. We are a social pact. Pact? Pack. We're a social pack, and only with each other do we actually grow and ensure that we're... Okay, people are just laughing at me. It's fine.
No, we totally agree with what you say.
So, just in case we confuse anyone, we are here with... Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name's Lise Oloi, and I'm the field organiser for West Auckland. And I know these two young youth MPs through Community Action Network engagement.
See, so you thought I didn't bring a female. I did.
Well, there we go.
Wasn't planned, but she's here. And thank you for being here. So I filled my quota. I can tell Anahila that I did my job. So would you like to explain kind of your background in terms of... Are you a Pacifica?
Yes, I'm Samoan. Both my parents are Samoan. I am Pacific. I'm a Pacific woman who works for parliamentary services. And, I'm a field organizer and I help to do community engagement, work in the community, and also we help out with campaigns as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a local board campaign, and it's really important, as Jennifer said, that we need to educate our young ones to vote.
Yeah.
And it's very important, and I think it's something that as staff we can take back to our managers and see if we can get that in high schools, to start educating our young ones to start mm-hmm. voting and learning more about politics, because I for one didn't know about politics until I got into my job.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's very clear that education is so important.
Yeah.
I'm 18. The genre here is 17.
Oh my gosh.
And as young people...
It's okay.
As young people, we know that it's important. Right now, we're telling you that it is important. And we're also hearing from an adult who works alongside other parliamentary staff and support teams she also says that it's important. So it is evident that it is important, but what are we doing to ensure that we are educated?
Yeah.
There's one thing to say that, yes, it's important and we need this and we need that, but how are we going to progress? Mm.
So a way of putting that into action, unfortunately, in our education system, civics isn't actually quite accepted. When you try bring certain MPs into the school kind of like base it on a kind of grey neutral area because they want to keep school one-sided just for, you know, education, academic purposes.
Mm-hmm.
So trying to introduce kind of civic education into our schools is quite hard. One way we could do that is in our communities. Even if schools won't allow it, probably community events advocating for, you know, knowledge of politics and local governments. Just helping out everybody to understand that, hey, we have these people that are willing to help. We just want you to know and how you can help us to help you type of thing, yeah.
It's amazing because I don't know any of these programs and these services. Living in South Auckland, I did really strive to educate myself, but at the same time, there's only so much you can do by yourself. Yeah. So, just to clarify, I am 18. I did go to Southern Cross Campus. Love you all. But I am now graduated, and I am at my first year of university, currently studying at the University of Auckland, studying a Bachelor of Science, double majoring in psychology and anthropology. It sounds like a lot, but it is. But, so, even in university,
Ooh, yeah.
In university.
Yeah. Okay.
It's only my first, oh no, it's my second week of uni, actually. Anyway, so, from high school, there was a lack of education. Now that I'm in university, and because I'm a youth MP, a lot of people assume that I study politics.
Yeah.
You even assume that I study politics.
Or did I? No.
So many people assume that I study politics or law or something along the lines, but I really don't. I study psychology and anthropology. And in truthfulness, I had no interest in politics whatsoever. So because I'm a youth MP, that only stemmed from my passion of speaking up and ensuring that my community was represented. And it really didn't have much to do about politics, but now I have such a strong kind of outlook and I want to now educate my fellow brothers and sisters in South Auckland about what Parliament is and what politics is. And so I am not Pacific Islander per se. I was born and raised in New Zealand, but my parents, my family are from Thailand. So I am Thai, 100%, apparently.
Yeah.
I really want to take a blood test for that. Anyway, because if you see me, I'm not exactly Asian. But I was brought up in a Pacific Islander community. I have been in South Auckland since I was a young baby. And I have been surrounded by different Pacifica communities, and I have been living with a Samoan family for years now, and I love them. They're the Anai family. So when I introduce myself, especially in South Auckland, I'm Samoan. I'm not Thai. Yes, I am Thai. I don't know much about my Thai culture, but I am Thai, and I'm very, very, very proud of that fact. But when I'm in South Auckland, I can't help but introduce myself as Samoan because I have been accepted into such an amazing family and amazing community in South Auckland. And so even when we were in Wellington, I immediately just joined the Pacifica group.
Don't worry. There was a group chat made 2 months prior.
Yeah. And we were just talking and we stuck together. And I loved that. I loved how strong the community was. And I could look at you straight away. And we had so many inside jokes from just talking about the several foods that we like to what we're passionate about. And we have the same passions because our passions stem from our community and our experiences. And when you are brought up in a Pacific Islander home or community, you know what needs to be done and you know what should be advocated on. And so I am not Pacifica, but I am Pacifica. I am Samoan. I know much more about my Samoan culture than I do about my Thai culture, which is not the best, and I'm trying to learn about my Thai culture. But I am so proud when I get to go back to my school, Southern Cross Campus, and I watch the cultural performances. I love that. I absolutely love that. And I love how when I go back to, because my family lives in Manurewa, I go to Manurewa and it just feels like home. And I love my family so immensely. Mm. There was just a family reunion. There was just a family reunion that just happened. And it's just amazing that I've been in the family for so long that I know so many people. You know, and I really hope that other people can be as immense in other people's cultures as I am. Because I would not trade being in my Samoan family for anything. And I'm so grateful that I was brought up in South Auckland, where there's such a diverse mix of cultures. Like, the first few words that I learned were not Thai. And they were Samoan and Tongan and Māori. They weren't the best words to learn. But it's amazing. And I love that. So, the Janova, you are Tongan.
I'm Samoan.
Oh, you're... Oh, but you're wearing...
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I wore Tongan attire down in Wellington.
And that's why Anahila...
thought I was Tongan. Yep.
And Anahila loves her Tongan.
Oh, she loves me. Yep.
I want to explain something, Anahila. So there was a group photo that was being taken. I am her youth MP. And she saw the Shonova in her Tongan attire, on his Tongan attire, and took him straight to the front of the photo and left me right in the back.
Ladies and gentlemen, just bring that back to well-being. a thing about well-being and being a Pacifica person is that we base ourselves in a collective environment. Mm. So as Pacifica and other ethnic groups, we base our decisions, judgments, our perspectives around collectivism.
Mm-hmm.
But we still want to be identified as individuals within those groups. I think you were describing was that Anahila pushed me to the front, mm-hmm, because I was at the front of the line.
So, thank you so much for my two guests, Lise and the Janova.
Thank you.
For being here with me today. For my takeover on radio show Well with Anahila.
Well with Anahila. Thank you very much.
Thank you.